News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister and Minister of Defence Portia Simpson-Miller has commissioned a new unit within the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, to boost its ability to respond to emergencies and threats. The Protected Mobility Vehicles PMV Squadron, which houses 12 Bushmaster armoured vehicles, provides a high degree of protection against landmines, gunfire and explosive devices.
The capability of this new PMV squadron will enable the JDF to fulfil one of its core mandates. That is the ability to deliver its manpower and capabilities to ensure operational success in demanding and dangerous situations. This includes the provision of security assistance to the Jamaica Constabulary Force. This represents a vital and necessary investment in Jamaica's national security and development.
Prime Minister Simpson-Miller says the vehicles can traverse rugged terrain and sustain adverse conditions while providing a greater level of protection for the soldiers on board. The North-South Highway is 90% complete and will be opened in phases beginning this month. Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies, made the announcement in Parliament Tuesday.
The section Angels to Linstead will be open by the end of January. The section from Caymanas to Angel will be open by the end of February. The section from Ocherios to Monique will also be open by the end of February. The full highway will be handed over during March and tolling will commence by the end of March.
The section of the highway between Treadways and Monique was opened to the public in August 2014. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, through its Sugar Transformation Unit, will undertake several projects in Westmorland under the European Union-funded Sugar Area Development Programme by September 2016. Approximately $200 million will be spent on the projects. Junior Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Luther Buchanan says this is in addition to approximately $450 million already spent on 34 projects funded by the Sugar Transformation Programme in Westmorland. The projects include health centres, community centres, schools, an agri-park, road rehabilitation, rural electrification and a water supply system.
Going forward, STU will be undertaking several projects valued at approximately $200 million, including the renovation of the Deltland Health Centre, construction and equipping of a computer laboratory at St. Paul's Primary School, construction of a greenhouse at Grange Hill High School, construction and equipping of computer laboratory at George's Plain Primary School, the renovation and refurbishing of Shrewsbury Lockwood Childhood Institution, and the upgrading of the Bath Early Childhood Institution.
The Junior Agriculture Minister adds that since 2009, over $6 billion has been spent on projects under the Sugar Transformation programs. And a Memorandum of Understanding has been signed to expand the services provided at the Alexandria Community Hospital in St. Anne. The agreement was signed recently by representatives of the Ministry of Health, the Northeast Regional Health Authority, NERA, and U.S.-based organizations Mind, Body and Soul Health Ministry and the Patel Foundation for Global Initiatives. It will see the upgrade of the Alexandria Community Hospital into a center of excellence, offering improved services to that community. Health Minister Horace Daly says over $250,000 will be invested in the initial phase of the project.
We will continue to put what we are putting in the hospital, and they will put in extra funds for what they have already indicated. The pharmacy, the dental lab, the maternity suite, and very importantly, the pharmaceutical service.
Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 competitions in World Reggae Dance Championship, Jamaica Creative Writing, Jamaica Culinary Arts, The Big Stage, and Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Submit your entries now. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC office island-wide for entry forms and other details.